Blog Talk Radio.
I was having challenges with my old bank. Lots of red flags. Yellow ones too. Fees, penalties,
unnecessary fees,
playing dirty. So I broke up with bad banking and moved on with SoFi Checking and Savings. Now I get up to 2.0% APY on all my money and pay no account fees. Feels good to get my money right.
Bankers disqualified.
Break up with bad banking. Get 2.00% interest and earn up to $300 when you set up direct deposit. SoFi, get your money right.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Letting the world know that Jesus is the answer.
Shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. Just why Christ came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. I shall
oh.
With E. Davis, and I'm your host, E. Davis, and we are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time. And I am very excited to come to you tonight as the business analysis for this program. We are going to be discussing the power of branding. Branding is so is just powerful. Just the logo itself, the brand, the representation behind it is a silent speaker. How do you speak silently? The brand. Think of brands such as McDonald's, the Golden Arches. Think of the Nike swoosh. Think of the three lines, the three stripes. For Adidas, think of, Starbucks. Even think of your favorite fashion designer. The logos, Versace, Chanel, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, these brands speak volume. So when you see them, you understand the power that comes with it, not the power as to a dominating power, but it draws you in. You want to see what's new, what's next. How can you obtain it? And when you have a business, your logo is going to represent who you are as an individual, your name, and most importantly, your business. Branding influences people's desire to purchase, share, donate, etc. Shakespeare once said, "What is in a name that which we call a rose? By any other name would smell as sweet." So if you think of a rose, think of how beautiful a rose is. That's my favorite flower. I do have a rose bed outside in my yard. If you even look in the background of my office, you'll see a writer's block box is full of roses. So when I go to an event promoting my business, I have the box with the roses because it's just a beautiful flower, and it smells heavenly. It smells sweet. We all know roses have thorns, so sometimes they tell you just kind of be careful because it's a representation, it's the brand. So when you see a rose, you see everything about it. What makes branding work? Let's deal with that. Moreover, how can I get people to care about my brand or your brand? How do you get people to care about your brand? This answer is very obvious. You got to understand the power of your brand. You have to represent it in all facets. When I promote authors and encourage, especially independent authors, and encourage them to build their platform as an independent author, I tell them, get a t-shirt with your book cover. Get business cards with your book cover. So when you go outside to the grocery store, go outside to run your local errands, have your business cards, have your t-shirts, because people are going to notice that. When I published my first book, a period of time, I had a hoodie for the fall and the wintertime, and I had a t-shirt for the spring and the summertime. And on my off days, when I wasn't working, I wore my shirt religiously and faithfully. Even when we had dress down Fridays, you know, and then when you work in the in the corporate world, where you got to be business casual Monday through Thursday, on Friday you can wear the denim jeans, and or you could dress down. You wear your sneakers to work. You can wear jeans. You can wear t-shirts, sweatshirts. I wore my t-shirt with my book cover, so people knew. And when I go out to events and if I'm signing books, I have my team wear my logo whether it's the Writer's Block logo or the E. Davis logo. And it's a representation. It's a presentation. And that's why you want people to really take notice of your brand. Your brand is going to speak for you. It's a visual speaker. That's why it's silent. It doesn't have to verbally say anything, but it will say enough to draw that attention. So we need to understand a few steps. What is power? What is the power of branding? The power of branding is the ability to influence behavior. We brand companies so that we can build reputation. A brand with a good reputation elicits more purchases. It has the donations, the shares, and also the advocacy. If you are wearing Nike shoes, sometimes, especially if you get a new pair of shoes, Nike's, Adidas, we post them on Facebook, we share that, especially when these brands are putting themselves in the political arena. Everybody had a conniption when Colin Kaepernick was a spokesperson for Nike. All the prejudiced white people were burning their Kaepernick jerseys. They were burning their Nike sneakers because he was now the face of Nike. And Nike had the swoosh. It represents sportsmanship. It represents Olympics and things like that. And that being said, and then somebody like Colin Kaepernick, who did one of the most powerful political movements, his face, his platform represented. So you had two powerful platforms coming together, and that reputation alone, and it didn't even stop Nike from selling. In fact, it increased sales, it increased awareness, it increased even the Google searches because we needed to know what was going on. We give names, logos, taglines, and colors to organizations so that people can be move easily assigned with reputations, attributes, and value in their minds. Subconsciously, they place the brand in their value system, which guides their next actions. If they can act to get something they value and they see the brand is helpful, then they will turn unto the company. For example, if somebody wants to replace their car, so if you're getting a new car and what you're looking into certain cars for their durability, their gas mileage, you know, their if you live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we're very hilly. We get good snow, bad snow, whatever the weather is. Sometimes we have four-wheel drive. We look for opportunities if they value sustainability. That's the word. Then they will see Tesla cars, ads, and showrooms everywhere. And they will be filtering out all the options and brands that they don't associate with. That's sustainability. You want to think about Jeeps, Ferraris, Rams, et cetera. If they value the ruggedness or performance, they will see the landscape entirely differently. So if you are someone that my husband, he likes the big body cars. He likes the four-wheel drives. He likes the four-door cars. He likes, you know, the SUVs, the trucks, because, again, one, with his line of work. And, again, we live in Pittsburgh, and those who are familiar with Pittsburgh, we are very hilly. We are, you know, in Appalachian Mountains, so there's a lot of curves, hills, twists, bends. So you need something like that. So when we're car shopping, we take all those into consideration. So then we look into the car, we look into the brands, we look into the Jeeps, we look into the names that will best suit us. And that brand itself will speak to us. Like, yeah, we heard some great things about this car, about this particular brand of cars. We heard some great things about this and about that. The power of branding comes from deep subconscious parts of our brain that developed many, many, many years ago. We already understand that the way our brain waves. Sometimes it's the colors that drive us. It's the the symbols that drive us. If you think of the golden arches, McDonald's is red and yellow, these bright colors that grab our attention, the golden arches. You think of arch, something is golden, and we all attract to jewelry and silver and the bling of it. And it attracts us to see, oh, what's going on in there? We see the quarter pound of the burgers, the chicken, the salads, the shakes, the sauces, you know what I mean? And it's the brand itself. So now when we are looking for something to eat, something quick, we go to something that's familiar, such as McDonald's. Branding is just how these ancient yet sophisticated neural systems work in the world today. So this has been going on for many, 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 many years. If you think of, let's see, like even the ancient world, like say the Roman, the Greeks, how they had their seal. Think of the king's seal, and when he would write a decree or document, he would seal it. That was his brand. That also represented the country, the nation. So when he delivered that seal, when those documents were delivered, and they're like, what is this? Oh, it's from the king. It's, you know what I mean? So we know because his name is on it, his brand is on it. And it was very powerful information. It could be a death decree. It could be a clearance decree. It could be a marriage request. It could be anything. The fact is it was that powerful. And you understood the importance behind that seal, that brand. All right, we got a track by DJ Legend Brother O.
Christ could be the answer in your life. But it happened. but you didn't think it could be. I want all of you to say it. All on the balcony. You, those of you that are on the floor, come on.
I didn't think it could be till it happened to me.
Hey, good evening. This is Strictly Business with E. Davis. We're live from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time. And I am excited. We are discussing the power of branding. We were just talking about some of the importance of it, the brand power. One thing that we definitely need to speak on is how branding is more than a name. It is the sum total of a consumer's experience with a recognizable product, powerful, often leading to a competitive advantage. It is also frustratingly hard for investors to value. One thing about a brand is everybody, if you think about it, everybody has a coffee shop. There's coffee, there's local coffee shops in your neighborhood, there's local coffee shops around the way, but when you see, say, Starbucks, there's power behind that name. When you see even Dunkin' Donuts, there's power behind that name. So if you are starting a coffee shop and you're like, I make better espressos, I make better cappuccinos, I make better lattes, I make better little pastries, you have to now compete with something as giant as Starbucks. And here's the thing, you don't even have to be intimidated with a giant like Starbucks. Remember, David killed the giant, and he was small. So you want to reach your consumers, and you definitely want to beat your competitors. And you don't want to beat them to the point of demolishing them, but let them know, let your consumers know that you are now here. You're on a block. If you are a baker of all bakers, and you make better donuts, you get up at 5 o'clock to make the donuts. You know what I mean? You got the coffee, you got the donuts, you've got the toast with avocado, everything that Dunkin' Donuts have, but you have that yourself in your new restaurant, your new pastry shop, and you want to get your brand out there. So it's just very, very powerful. And as mentioned, advertisement and marketing is key. You have to wear it. Every time you look up, we need to see your brand. One of the things that I do to make myself accountable to my business is I have on my screensaver on my phone my brand, my logo, my Writer's Block logo. So even if I want to go on the phone and gossip, even if I want to just scroll on Facebook, my timelines, when I open up my phone, I see my brand. I'm like, okay, that makes me accountable. What am I doing today? Am I actually working? Did I actually work today where I can take some time to get into some shenanigans, or do I need to get back to work? Okay. Also, you want to understand that you want to reach the consumer. Your brand needs to let the consumer know that we are here to serve you. From jewelry to coffee to t-shirts to socks, shoelaces, whatever it is that you are promoting, that your business, you want to get your consumers to know that this brand is here to serve you, okay? So I'm going to go over some key points. A brand is a consumer's experience with a recognizable product. It is my experience with the product that I recognize. A brand is powerful, and it is the core identity of a company that can make or break. Another key point is it's an intangible asset A brand carries a value, but that value is difficult for investors to put a number on it. That the power of branding can help a company triumph in a price war, thrive in a recession, or simply grow operating margins and create a shareholder's value. So a brand can help a company just go higher. What is your brand doing? Is it just there? Is it just a logo? Are you doing it for the likes? Or is it something that's really telling the consumers, I am here to serve? Because every business, when you start a business, you're serving people in your community, whether it's coffee, whether it's newspapers, even if it's a lemonade stand, even if it's a water stand, you're serving something in your community. Your community needs something. I'm a publisher. Maybe I'm serving literature in my community. I'm serving all types of reading material, from urban fiction to regular fiction, to poetry, to children's books, to autobiographies, to self-help, motivation. I'm serving a community. My company has a variety of books in our catalog. So my brand is to serve you. Also, my brand is to publish independent authors for free. My brand wants to serve an independent author that wants you just to get their work out there. They're not looking for the bells and whistles. They're not looking for the fame. They just want to have their words and able to build a platform for themselves. When considering all elements of your business brand, there are many avenues to explore. Brand image, logo, design, brand marketing, and brand influence, to just to name a few. So you got your image. That's your one, more so what it looks like, but it's the reputation, your image. The logo itself, your logo, it just can't be a regular logo. If you sell coffee, a coffee cup, yeah, we get it. You sell coffee, but what else? What else are you offering? What else? Giovanni Versace, his logo is the head of Medusa. Why is it the head of Medusa? Because when you looked at Medusa, or Medusa looked at you, if you guys made eye contact, you turned into stone. And it was, history says that she was that beautiful, that she was you couldn't help but stop and stare, and her power was to turn you into stone. And with Versace, that's what he wanted. He wanted you to stop and stare at his clothes, the Medusa. Think of the Nike swoosh. That's also, I think, a Greek mythology for a athlete. I can't remember the athlete's name, but that is to make you feel like you are an athlete. You are a Greek god, okay? Think of the Chanel logo, the two C's that interlock. It's Coco Chanel. It's interlocking, and she's letting you know that I'm here to stay. Think of Gucci. Think of Louis Vuitton. Think of these names, these brands, that it's the logo where you just like, I know for me, I am a Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton and I are best friends. And as soon as I see a Louis Vuitton or somebody with Louis Vuitton, I go bananas. I go crazy because I just love the beauty behind their work. All right. It's also the design. Who's designing your logo? Okay, get a great graphic artist and really have them tap into. Think of all of my hip hop family. Think of the Wu-Tang logo, the W. We all, as soon as we see the W, we know what it means. We know what it means is Wu-Tang, and like even now, I think they're getting ready to go on tour. The W. I'm a Wu-Tang fan, so that's just me. Brand marketing, how to market your brand, how to get it out there, so people can recognize it. And I had mentioned earlier in this episode that you have to rock it. Get it on a keychain. Get it on the mug. Put it on your screensaver. Get it on a T-shirt. Get it on one of them car placards where you can put it on the side of your door. Ask your friends and family to get a shirt and to support you and just wear the T-shirt. One of the things that my husband does, if there's a small business in the area, what he does is he will get the T-shirt of that business, and he wears it on his job site. And so then that way, that person is getting, that's free marketing, Okay. All right, we'll go over some more information after another track by DJ Legendary Brother.
What will we do?
Amen. Live from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time. I'm your host, E. Davis, and we are discussing the power of branding. And I'm very excited because as a business owner, I find it extremely important to brand. You have to live and breathe your brand if you're a business, especially a small business, and if you want it to grow beyond the neighborhood, if you wanted to grow in the next state, if you wanted to grow internationally, you have to brand it. You got to hashtag it. You have to wear it. You have to live and breathe it. You have to be consumed with it. Now, don't drive people crazy with it, but you just have to let individuals know that your business is here. What is brand power? Brand power is the ultimate sway your business will have in its chosen market. The chosen market is what your company does. Me, I'm a publisher. So my brand power is to try to attract independent authors. This involves thinking about how your business can create a product or service without having and the power your business has to make the product worth much more than the competitors in a crowded market. Okay, so of course there's competitors out there in say my field, my business. So I need to have product and service that can really attract these authors to say, you know what, I'm going to go with your company because this is what your company offers. And again, your business is to serve. Your brand is to represent what you're going to serve. Branding and brand power is about the importance of a brand or company itself and less focus on the product or service. Good branding should inspire a desire in the customer to buy a product and to choose a particular company rather than marketing the product specifically. So, for example, I have a mug with my brand on it. I don't have to just keep pushing his mug. But because my company is a publishing company that helps writers, a coffee cup wouldn't be hard to sell because it's writing. It goes with the theme. But my company encourages writing, to reading and writing and types of literature and things like that. It inspires a desire in the customer to buy a product. So if I'm at an event, a pop-up, and I am selling merchandise that my brand offers, my business offers, okay, and as I'm talking to you about what Writer's Block Publishing LLC offers and stuff like that, I will have some type of merchandise. And my brand itself will intrigue the customer. Say, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to take, say, your flyer, your brochure, your business card. I might even buy a coffee cup. It's going to inspire that desire. You know what I mean? Because it sparks the interest. When you see a Starbucks coffee, if you're a coffee drinker like me, you're going to be like, oh, I know I can go for a nice, strong cup of coffee. So let's hit up Starbucks. That desire. If you have a sweet tooth like me, I love the chocolate glazed donuts from Dunkin'. I can know this it's going to be a fresh donut. It's going to be made that day. I know that I'm probably going to get great customer service. So I'm thinking of the Dunkin' Donuts brand. All right. The reason understanding why brand power is important for your business is because effective branding is what's going to elevate your company. And it's going to elevate above the rest. Drawing focus on what your brand has to offer in a unique way, whatever makes your brand unique is going to be the power you have in the market landscape. Brand power versus product power. And considering brand power in relation to product power, it's important to consider companies that don't have a specific product, but what has led in their market. An example of this can be companies such as Amazon. This company does not have one specific product or asset, but it's a brand that has grown its name, its power, and has loyal customers based around the world. So, brand versus product power. So if you have product, if you're somebody that sells product, you have a boutique, you sell anything and everything, people will use, say, a section of your store to sell T-shirts. One person will use a section of the store to sell shoes. Next person of the in the section of the store will sell ink pens, writing utensils, journals, notebooks, things like that. That's product power. I can go here to get product. We are all, and I really, if you tell me you're not, I'm not going to believe you, but we are all Amazon junkies. I just purchased things on Amazon today because one, it's just very easy to get it. You don't have to really go out and run about and hit traffic and deal with a lot of people. But I can go to Amazon. If you're, of course, Amazon Prime, it was today, Thursday, you could get it probably by Saturday afternoon. It's just very much convenient. It's the convenience of having it. While it's important to push a key product into the market and grow a product that is one of the highest qualities, so is understanding why key brands hold a vital position in the economy's market. What makes a power brand? All right. Power brands are all about high value, familiarity, and dependability. The most powerful brands are held in high regard by the consumer market, and often just their name or logo can inspire trust. Valuable brands such as Coca-Cola are examples of this power. Coca-Cola, now I personally am not a soda drinker, but when I did consume soda, when I did drink soda, if I had a craving for something sweet and I didn't necessarily want cakes or donuts or cookies, I may grab a soda. And especially if there's a vending machine, there was Coke, I grabbed the Coke. It was very easy. It satisfied the sweet tooth. All right. We have another track by the legendary DJ Brother O.
Christ came into my life. My days were lonely and dark before he came and brought the light, just like a song wanting to be sung. But there was no melody. I never thought there could be happiness in this world for me. But let me tell you that everything changed. Oh, when we arranged, when Christ stepped into my life, everything changed. Oh, when we arranged, oh, when Christ stepped. Came and brought the light, just like a song wanting to be sung. But there was no melody. You see, I never thought there could be happiness in this world for me. But now I know that and then he gave me
tonight. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria, all the way. And this is E. Davis, Strictly Business with E. Davis, dial 516-453-9133. Join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time. Ngozi Time, Ngozi Time, Ngozi Time. And we're talking about the power of branding. Branding is just so, it's just extremely important, especially in business. You have to have your brand, your logo. There's a young lady that I'm friends with on Facebook. Every time you turn around, she's changing her her stage name, her pen name. Kind of a, almost like a, like a roller coaster. You're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. Almost like a whirlwind. You don't know who you are this day. You don't know who you are that day. And at first I thought about, as mentioned, I'm a fan of Wu-Tang Clan, and RZA had, he was Prince Hakeem. He, you know what I mean? He's the RZA. Iron Man, you know, he's Tony Stark. I get some of the stage presence. I get some of the tag names you get, you know what I mean? People jokingly call me E Boogie. I'm E Davis. My government name is Ebony Dawn. So I'm Eb. I'm Ebony. I get all that. But for you to really stay relevant and keep your audience, you really can't keep changing your brand, your name. You have to stay consistent. It may get to a point where you, if you know, if you get married, some life changes has happened. If you get married, then you may have, you know, both you and your spouse's last name. But you have to stay consistent with your brand and not confuse your consumers, because it's like, okay, one minute she's a poet, next minute she's a mime, next minute she's a dancer, next minute she's a rapper. It's like, okay. So that being said, and it's not to talk bad about the individual, because I applaud her for trying. It's just that the inconsistency is not keeping the customers or the consumers, and you want to bring that awareness, especially if you're a poet and a dancer. Anything dealing with the arts, you want to bring attention to the art, because you're using your platform to speak out against police brutality, against racism, against sexism. You know, as a parent for the children, speak out against, you know, the pandemic that we are now coming out of. Anything to use your platform. And when you're all over the place, you kind of lose your audience, because you're like, okay, we don't know which way to go. So think about that when you're branding. Think about who you are as a business. Your business, even though you can separate your personal and your business, when people do see the visual you, some will see the business. They may not know the person, so you have to also maintain your reputation. Your name will speak volumes. Your brand will speak volumes. Remember, I think it was 2017, 18, when the issue with Starbucks came out, when two gentlemen wanted to use the bathroom, and the guests, the worker would not allow them unless they bought something. It was something not petty. And she called the police on them, thought they were not trespassing. She didn't think that, she thought they were loitering. Remember when H&M posted about the little kid wearing its hoodie, and it was a black kid. It said, the coolest monkey in the jungle. Sometimes your brand, the people behind your brand can make the name itself bad. So I know for me, I have, and I still have, boycotted H&M for that comment, because in today's society and generation, they should know better. There's too many people in this world that could say, hey, maybe you don't want to put him in that shirt. Okay. So they may, people are going to see you, the person. If you are not running your business well, you're not being very good at it, that can ruin your brand, because as soon as they see the brand pop up, they'll be like, no, I'm not going to that store. I'm not going to that establishment. I'm not going to that coffee house, because it's just not what it is. Think of the hotels you stayed in. Think of restaurants that you have eaten in. Think of even phone services today. A lot of people are not merging to Sprint or AT&T because of the brand itself, or Cricket or T-Mobile or the brand itself. Think of even, remember the issue in the 90s with Tommy Hilfiger. Remember what Michael Kors was supposed to have said about Black people. So it kind of leads question like, should I support this person? Because of the rumors, so people want to see you as the brand because you are a representation. What is brand loyalty? Brand loyalty is something that can be built as a result of powerful branding. A powerful brand is held in its high esteem, will inspire feelings of loyalty from customers who trust a brand, feeling good about a brand, and consistently return for the same level of service. The significance of a powerful brand and brand loyalty can be shown through the level of return. Even desperate problems. For instance, if a consumer product is defective or there's a problem with delivery or customer service, brand loyalty and power usually means that the customer will stay longer. I will say this, as many times as I purchase from Amazon, sometimes they deliver the package to my neighbors. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. And my neighbor's address is clear on top of the door. And my address is clear on top of my door. And they still get our package. And I mean, it's nothing to just walk over, knock on the neighbor's door, explain to them. Sometimes my neighbors drop it off. Sometimes I call Amazon and complain, like, I need you guys to get it together, because you are delivering the packages to my neighbors. Sometimes it's even a couple doors up. They're just not paying attention. Brand loyalty is the customer service saying, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. We can either reship it out, especially if it's broken, if it's damaged or defective. I've ordered glass products from companies, you know, like glasses, dishes, and I've gotten them broken. I called them, and they shipped out either a replacement dish or replacement glass or a whole new setup, because they're letting you know that as a brand, as a company, we don't want you to be not satisfied. We want you to be happy. We want you to come back and keep ordering from us. If you're someone who doesn't want to deliver those types of customer service, your business will not go far. Your business will continue to rot. You need to take in consideration that, one, the customer's always right. Even though they can be wrong, they're always right. And you want to quickly rectify the situation. You want to make it to the point where all the customer has to say was, you know what, I'm not very happy. And as soon as they express that, you want to take it so personal. It's like, oh my gosh, what can I do to fix this? What can I do to help you? What can I do to salvage the situation? And do it immediately. Let that customer know that as a company, as a brand, we do not tolerate this. I'm upset. I'm just as upset as you are, so let's fix this problem. Because remember, your company, your brand is serving people. So let me serve you and get you exactly what you need. If you bought something and you received it damaged, if you went to a restaurant and it was poor customer service, if you went to your favorite clothing store and the clothing that you bought was torn and you just got a helmet, you're like, wait a second, I didn't catch this while I was trying it on. I didn't catch this when I was looking at it. You want that type of service. You want to provide that type of service because you want to keep that customer coming back. Because I'm going to tell you something, word of mouth spreads. And if I say, I don't like this company, this is what they did, this is what happened, and this is what the end result, then that's going to spread, and that can ruin your business. And remember, I mentioned the two businesses that made a mistake, so to speak. They had to put out official statements letting their consumers and the world know that this is not who we are. It was lack of judgment. It was lack of We apologize. I think Starbucks even shut down for a day for better training and their staff because we will not be looked upon as a racist company. Now, I personally boycott H&M. It's not a company that I will be spending my money in because to me it was highly offensive. But I personally just feel that with a brand, you also need to do your research, especially if you're advertising and trying to catch your consumer with a clever catchphrase. You want to be able to catch your consumer. You want to be able to say, this is who we are. You don't want to use anything that's offensive to women, to people of color, to even men. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure that everybody is welcome because, again, this is about serving. And when you put your brand out there, when you put that logo out there, you want the world to know that everyone is welcome. Everyone is invited to this party. You ever been to a party? You ever been here of an invitation to a party and you just didn't get one? And you're like, well, that's not fair. Why did I get an invitation? But when you are invited to a specific party, remember back in high school when you were invited to the popular kids party, you're like, I know this party is going to be off the hook because of this individual. I'm here and they always have great parties. All right, we got another track by the legendary DJ O.
Gone.
All right, this is Strictly Business with E. Davis, and we're live from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. We do have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Tiana Seeks calling from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm enjoying listening to your show. It is like right up my alley. I love listening to people's ideas when it comes to business. But I wanted to just say a few things if that's okay. So as far as I was going to say about the woman on your Facebook, you know, changing her name, you know, repeatedly. I don't know how far in existence her brand has been. Maybe she hasn't been established yet, but maybe, like, you know, it's possible that, you know, people change things until they find something that sticks. But I definitely understand what you're saying, because I know a lot of my business associates do the same thing. And it's like you don't know what to associate them with, you know, and it's kind of like confusing. So you don't know exactly what to follow as a consumer, even if you want to support them, you know. So I definitely, and I wanted to tell you too, the person that I actually, it's funny you said you're a fan of Wu-Tang. The person that I work for is a two times Grammy nominated producer, Haji, who has actually produced for some people of the Wu-Tang. So I definitely can connect you. Yes, I definitely can connect you. I love your show. It is definitely, like, informative, you know. But, you know, you spoke about, you know, the handbag that you love. And in my opinion, like, I may have a little bit of a difference of opinion when it comes to that. So for me personally, I don't really get into the, you know, the name brand, you know, pocketbook thing. I do buy them, but it has to be something that I genuinely like, you know. But I also feel as though sometimes if we have friends around us who actually have a business, you know, maybe they're selling certain pocketbooks. We don't support them enough as people. We'll go out to a store and buy somebody else's things that we don't know, who have, you know, not a care in the world about us, you know. So I'd rather, like, support people around me, you know what I mean? The only time I normally buy something, it just happens by chance. It happens to be a name brand, you know, and I just like the design. It fits, you know, my needs. But also, I also think if you spend, let's say hypothetically, you spend $500 on a pocketbook. I don't know how much you spend, and so this is not directly towards you. This is just in general. But if you spend $500 on a pocketbook, I think, what could you do with that money? That money could be invested in something, you know, and actually, you know, create more wealth, you know. It actually could, you know, you could invest in, you know, a friend's business, you know, that you see is up and coming. So many different things, or your own, you know. So I always think about that sometimes when, you know, if the whole world was blind and we were the only ones who could see, meaning like each individual person was the only person that could see, will we still purchase the same things that we purchased? Will we purchase the sneakers? Will we purchase the pocketbooks? Will we purchase the clothes? Like, I understand, like, if you're in the fashion industry or, you know, you're doing something in business, there's certain things you want to look nice. Like, I understand that and be presentable. But just on a general level, a lot of the things we do is for the pleasing of other people's eyes. So, you know, even the cars that we buy, you know, like, and I wonder, you know, like, at some point, do we ever live just for, you know, the pleasure of ourselves when it comes to what we buy and what we consume, you know? Like, so I want to know what you think about that.
I definitely appreciate your comment. I'm a firm believer in supporting our own. I believe in flipping the brown dollar. As mentioned before, if my husband finds out of a local business in the area, especially a person of color, he asks if they have a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. He buys a T-shirt and he wears them on his job sites because he's giving that he gives that person that free marketing. I'm a firm believer as well. I can't tell you how many times I've bought candles and earrings and jewelry from other small businesses. I just know that when I do have if there's something I want, I buy it. I have the liberty to buy it. So I love fashion. I love I'm not gonna say I'm a label hoe, but it's just a brand that I love. I love Louis Vuitton, but I also like Telfar. He's a black designer. I'm in liberty to support him as well. So and even if my neighbor was selling something next door, if they had something that I wanted or that can service me, I would support them as well. I'm definitely a firm believer in flipping the brown dollar. I wish I lived in Black Wall Street because, honey, it would have been a whole nother day for me, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to really encourage us to build it back, build a community that serves us. Nothing against, you know, the other races, the other community, but we need to really, really, really stick together, you know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate your comments, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. We really need to do that, you know, and start our own businesses, you know, because a lot of us are trained to be an employee. Not that employees are not necessary, you know, aren't unnecessary, but, you know, a lot of our mindset has to change first for us to be able to do that, you know. So I'm glad that you're, you know, taking a part in that.
Thank you. Thank you again for calling. You have a great night. We have caller 2 in the queue. Thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, how are you? This is Antonia Batts. I was really fascinated by what your comments on each step that you took when you labeled them as being, in a sense, incompetent, speaking of some of the brand places like Starbucks and H&M, and how they may have went about calling themselves, correcting them. And I knew that right there, I said, she's an expert in her field, and she has worked in her field to sort of pick apart what she needed to make sure everybody understood what had happened after all of that havoc been wreaked about the reason why they closed down for a moment or had to correct what they did for the little fashion model to defray that image of the word monkey because of the negative connotation that was attached to it over many centuries. But I was hoping to ask you, since you're so very good at what you're doing and you even answered the previous caller's questions very well, maybe you can lend a light on this. People sometimes get items that are considered knockoffs, and it has been shown little things about how you can prove what they call a knockoff item, even though I agree with you all about how the things can become severely overpriced. How can you identify or have somebody else to research a knockoff before buying something? Because I'm quite sure some people may want to challenge you on accepting a return item, especially if you take it back to one of the exclusive high-end stores. And very good job. I really enjoy your insight on business because I think you're exceptional in what you do. And somebody will be foolish not to help you to initiate the Black Wall Street concept because, after all, not everybody out there is offended. They've learned to embrace the fact that you're trying to help yourselves as well. Thank you very much, and you're great.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. This is International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Ms. Antonia Batts. Thank you so much. How do I determine what is a knockoff and what's not? There's ways of looking at the quality of the product. Most of the products, especially like the high-end, the luxury brands such as Gucci, Louis Vuitton, they actually come with registration cards. So if the product ends up getting damaged, you can then follow up with the customer service to get a replacement, get it fixed. Also, you have to look at now one thing that my sister has showed me that a lot of the luxury brands technically are not knockoffs. What it is that there's a imperfection in the sewing. There's an imperfection in the product, so they will not sell it. So then they'll give it to another wholesaler that will sell it. You know what I mean? They'll make a sales transaction, and that wholesaler will now sell it at a different price. But again, you got to really look at the quality of the product. And then, two, it's just very important that that you research the company that you, I guess you want to support, you research the company that you want to, I don't want to use the word support, it sounds redundant, but like, for example, H&M, that was one of my go-to stores for accessories concern, but their advertisement and things like that, it definitely turned me off on it because I don't know, I just believe that they knew better. And with Starbucks, I actually, quote-unquote, forgave Starbucks is because some of the Starbucks is a type of franchise, and some black people own Starbucks, own a franchise. So my boycott for Starbucks was about 2 or 3 years, and I wanted to not take away from a black person who's trying to run a business. We do have a track from the legendary Brother O.
So many people who have lost darling, do. That includes me and you. We're gonna
talking strictly business live from Logos, Nigeria. 513-516-453, now 133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time. We are talking about the power of branding. We have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the guards get maced at John Wanamaker's. You know what I'm saying? Check this
how
out,
are you
though. I'm fabulous. E, how are you?
I'm doing well, so thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Listen, check this out. I wanted to spill some gems on this thing here about these brands here.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm General Pulo, a.k.a. Clever One from the Low Lifes, you know what I'm saying? We represent those who wear the Ralph Lauren brands, you know what I'm saying? And we did a lot of department store veteran like movement, you know, through the late 80s, all through the 90s, and we're a universal movement as of today, you know what I'm saying? We you know, we're entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying? We videographers, we music producers, rappers, singers, all types of stuff, actors, whatever, you know what I mean? And we got a few different documentaries floating around on Netflix, all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean? Shout out to all the people that was behind that movement. It's called Horsepower, the influence on the Ralph, the hip-hop's influence on Ralph Lauren, you know what I'm saying? Check that out, you know what I'm saying? You know, me and my squad, we even got busy all over the place, but this is what I want to say about these brands as far as these Louis bags real quick. I remember where there's a Louis bag priced at $2,700 at this present moment as we speak. Mm-hmm. However, the same particular bag, when they first started making this bag, it's nothing different about the bag. It's the same amount of leather, same print, same design and everything. Nothing different. However, this bag is overpriced by $2,000. You know what I'm saying? So the 2022 bag that I'm talking about is the same bag that was priced at $700 or $800 roughly, you know what I'm saying, maybe a few decades ago, which is the same identical bag. So people, you know, when you get into these brands and know what's worth it, know what's not worth it, you know what I mean? Know what's overpriced and know what's not overpriced. Know your fabrics, know all these different things, you know what I'm saying? If you're looking for a discount, cool. But if you can find your vintage items from a discount or auctionable price, do that, you know what I mean? Go for the quality out here, you know what I'm saying? The brands is brands, but don't let them pull a wool over your face, you know what I'm saying, with these bags or with these glasses or any of these things, these overpriced things. $2,700 for the same identical bag that was marked at $800. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to drop some gems on y'all because I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. We out here building bricks up and standing six up. Check your satellites.
Thank you so much for your feedback. I definitely appreciate your comments. Caller number 4, Thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
E. Davis.
Hello.
This is Tara Strength.
I know
how you
who
doing?
This is. This is the king.
Here you go.
I knew your voice, brother. Yes, sir. The king of WBNN, Tara Strength. All right, go ahead, brother.
Listen, I'm really enjoying your show. This is very informative. I need all the help I can get with branding and everything. So I'm really listening to what you're saying. You and I can probably have to talk. But it's very interesting. That whole branding thing can be tricky sometimes. But I was really vibing with what you were saying, and really interested in what you were saying. It's just important to know if you're trying to get yourself out there and trying to be consistent and knowing all the avenues and ways to do it and everything. So I was really, really digging what you were saying. It's very interesting. And, of course, I'm calling to support your show, but this is a very informative show. So I just want to thank you for that.
Your mother, welcome. This is international, internet, radio, Hall of Fame, broadcasting nominee, Terrence Strength, for the class of 2020, a.k.a. the king of WBNN. Thank you so much for calling.
Nico, thank you. Thank you, E. Keep dropping them jewels on this business thing. And the sister who called a couple of callers before was talking about us supporting each other, and you were talking about that, you know, moving in brown, supporting brown money and everything. Very, very important. So that's something that definitely needs to be talked about. We need to do that more. So thanks for bringing that up in addition to all the great insight and knowledge you give about marketing, making it happen. So thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. We have a cozy time.
Before we do that, of course, we want to have a last caller on this line right now. Of course, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, our fourth ever commissioner of this outstanding network. Let's get it. Then in grocery time.
All right. Angela, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, I'm always on here just hanging tight. How you doing tonight? I'm enjoying this.
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. This is something that is very needed. It's very needed for a lot of people, so I'm glad that you were able to bring this tonight. And I have enjoyed your callers that have called in and chimed in with their questions and with their comments, because it's very needed for our community. You touched on some great topics tonight, and I thank you for what you do. I tell you, you're great at what you do, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's an honor coming from you. You are the former commissioner. You are a powerful, powerful speaker, and you are the queen of collaboration. So thank you so much.
Well, I thank you for what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, and keep touching lives, baby.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Now, in Gozy time. In Gozy time. In Gozy time.
the great Andre Crouch tonight. So proud to play that. You know, going back to my childhood, shout out to my mom and dad for, you know, showing the contemporary gospel that is, you know, most important in my life. And rest in peace, Andre Crouch. And tonight, great job by E. Davis, our business analyst. Tomorrow night, we come back on these WBNN stations, The Dynasty, The Story Network, with Reverend Pastor Kevin Perry, and the work is done. 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, right here. And, of course, one more can I say, WBNN has advertising through Engrossing Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest. You know, of course, the wonderful Twitter that no one usually uses anymore, but make sure you use it. And Instagram at @Ngozi_time, as well as Ngozi all the way live at a new my.com. And also, @Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight, @Ngozi@my.com normally. And I am Lord Sire, your mentor, and your mother and father's favorite producer. All of the Malibu goes to saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We thank you for our championship performances this week. And what more can I say? Thank you, E. Davis, since 2020. And, you know, a wonderful person that has been with us and a former commissioner of this network. Now back to the honorable, wonderful E. Davis at this time.
All right, thank you so much, Oladele. I'm really enjoying the show because it is making me accountable of my brand as well. And I just want to focus on just the key points again on the power of branding. A brand is a consumer experience with a recognizable product. A brand is powerful, and it is the core identity of a company that can make or break it. An intangible asset, a brand carries a value, but that value is difficult for investors to put a number on it. The power of branding can help a company triumph in a price war, thrive in a recession, or simply grow operating margins and create a shareholder value. So once again, it's so important for you business owners to have a very, very powerful brand. Your logo, your brand is going to speak volumes, is going to say who you are as an individual, somebody that is resilient, somebody that pushes forward, somebody who will not accept no for an answer. And it's not to a bully tactic, but let you know that we are here to stay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so much for tuning in to tonight's show. Have a blessed day.